begins now. We'll get back to Packers Lions as we get ready for Thursday night. But
hey, J-Dub, any great Cyber Monday deals that you know of? Is there anything great that we have to know about? What are you shaking your head about, Gel? Is there
gel.
Any great that
Gel? Not jelly yeah. now, gel.
Yeah, because I didn't get to, and I never go to the stores. I'm not a store guy, per se.
I'm
other than
not
going
a
to Quick Trip
guy.
And
potatoes for sale. Potatoes for sale.
That's coming up. Oh, and man, Max made a great clam chowder. Oh, coming back
good
from that
to hear.
Cold game Friday. Great little chowder with those potatoes that I've been pushing so hard. Is there anything great that's out there that we have to make sure our fans and ourselves know about?
Are you looking to give away free advertising? What are you doing?
No, I'm just curious, like, what's out there that I should know about?
I hear Peacock subscriptions are on special today.
$19.99 for the year. I'm signing up right now, in fact.
Badgers
so I can watch
tomorrow
Badgers
night.
Games.
Tomorrow night, Michigan, Big Ten opener.
Yeah. Save 75%, okay. Get a whole year of Peacock for just $19.99.
That is actually a good deal.
Count me in.
Okay.
Pour me in, Peacock.
Coach. Yeah, I'm still not going to do it, but I get it. I get
okay.
it.
So there may be some bargains to be had on your Eberflus signature sideline sweatshirt. He is no longer the coach of the Chicago Bears. Now, Tausch, did you see the end of that game? Because I did, and the first thing out of my mouth, no one was listening other than the dogs because we were home from Aunt Cindy's by then, was that's going to get him fired. And the dogs can vouch for me that I said that. And lo and behold, after he did a press conference on Friday, he did indeed get fired. What do you make of our friends to the south and their latest buffoonery?
Yeah, it's you know, it was unfortunate because obviously not you, but us Packer fans were hoping that the Bears made this improbable comeback, and it was just total ineptitude as far as how they did that. But that's kind of been, once that Hail Mary against Washington happened, it was over for Eberflus and that. The guys didn't believe. And when that happens, it's best to just move on. I think they should have probably done that after that, but they knew he was going to get fired anyways. I just wonder, you know, for us, I think this is beautiful. They're going to let Kevin Warren hire the next coach. Kevin Warren with the Big Ten, I don't know, Jim. Like, hey, we'll see what happens as far as what the Bears end up doing. They're going to go with an offensive coach.
Ben Johnson.
And I'm going to throw a little something out there. I don't know, Jim. We'll see. Maybe. You know who I think is going to be rumored and will be very intrigued by that job?
Luke Fickell.
Mike. Oh, God. Mike McCarthy. Would the Bears, I think they would have a hard time selling Mike McCarthy to their fans. But I think Mike McCarthy at the Bears would be very interesting to me.
Ooh.
And I think to you and to Packer fans, that would be just something. We'll see how this all shakes itself up. But they're going to keep their GM and let those two hire the next guy, which I think from our standpoint as Packer fans, thank you. I think if they were smart, I think they'd start the whole thing over again. But what we saw on Thursday afternoon was a complete, I mean, you can't let that happen. But I always want to remind people of this, and Jason, I know you're sensitive to this. The fact that so many beat writers and media types are just gleefully in firing people, whenever those layoffs come and you'd think that the world had ended when media folks lose their jobs, remember those moments when people are so, like, it always makes me queasy when that's the case. So I think it was, I understood it. I don't know. The Bears are not going to make the playoffs. I think it actually behooves them to not win many more games the rest of the way. But when you're a young team and you're trying to get it right with a young quarterback, I think this decision gives you an opportunity, as Chili used to tell me, a chance to have a chance to win some games and build on something, even though you're going to reset the entire thing next season. And that's why the Bears continue in the cycle that they are.
So, and look, I know that I just said that I predicted that he would get fired after that ending. But no one, I don't think most people anyway, that have any decency, get excited for people getting fired. Just
why
like
did
I don't
call it out then? You're calling out for it and saying this needs to happen, blah blah blah, and then like somebody, you get what I'm saying? It's just it's too much for me. No, I'm not a media member, so I get it.
I don't like the way
the media attacks and does that, and then when it gets flipped, everybody is like throwing a sorrow parade, and I just think that that's a double standard. That's all.
Yeah, I don't. I personally do not believe in calling for people's jobs. I have not done that during my career.
You called for Joe Barry's job last year.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You did. After
did
one
I?
Of those games, it's like, he's got to go. Yes, you did.
Did I say Jesse? He's got to go? Is that how I said it?
You did.
I don't remember.
You did.
Yeah.
Jesse?
They definitely needed to make a change. I would agree with that. Now, that said.
Jesse? Oh, my God. You're so afraid
now,
of him.
Wait a minute.
I don't remember.
Let's finish this discussion, though.
Okay.
Because your idea, once again, really good idea. Like, I don't know if Mike's interested. I don't know if the Bears are interested.
I'm not in a mood for drawing in my Jason.
But I am. My interest is piqued. And let's be honest, he did a good job with quarterbacks. He does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at what Dak Prescott, before he got hurt this year, has done.
I'm going to say this, Jason. If they hire Cliff Kingsbury, they're going to be eerily disappointed. Like, you're disappointed down there on Lake Michigan.
Verily disappointed.
If they hire Cliff Kingsbury, Packer fans rejoice tomorrow because it's going to be another great run for Matt LaFleur and this Green Bay Packers. If that's the road they go down, we should be like, let's go.
Yeah. It would not be a sexy hire. And I do believe that ultimately it will be Ben Johnson.
Okay.
And that they will pair a young, innovative, smart, offensive-minded head coach with Caleb Williams, and they will finally get something right. And I'm not saying they're going to go win a Super Bowl, but I think that that's the direction they'll end up going. And I think Ben Johnson will say, I'm glad I waited and didn't take one of these other jobs because this is a good job with a good quarterback and some good talent on their team.
I'm not sure.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to get it right down there.
I don't know. You have inept ownership down there. You just do. And you can start looking at teams. The Jets, inept ownership, can't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Inept ownership does not equal stability. And you need to get, like, if I'm the Bears, I think seriously about a Belichick or a Vrabel, somebody that's had a ton of success.
Okay.
And bring them in with a big, heavy mitt that's going to put their stamp on this team and take over and not let, no offense to Virginia McCaskey, who's like 90-something, or her kid. Like, they just know what the hell they're
George.
Doing. So, whatever. Yeah, that's what I would do if I was advising them. Mm-hmm. But, hey, you go do your thing, man. I hope they hire Cliff Kingsbury because then I can pretty much assure you it's going to be rinse, lather, and then, oh, well, Caleb Williams, we can't give him a fifth year. And then we got to start over again, and then we got to go hire somebody else. That will be what happens if it's Cliff Kingsbury. And I wish they had found a way to beat Detroit to make this thing even more sexy. But it's going to be a sexy, beautiful game on Thursday. And in essence, it is a divisional championship game for the Green Bay Packers. They lose this game Thursday. It is over. They will be a 5 or a 6 seed and have to go on the road in the playoffs. That is what Thursday night is all about.
We'll talk more about that matchup coming up next. Want to remind you, I just got the text message about this yesterday. Fleet Farm
Cyber Monday?
No. But I know you're a big Fleet Farm guy, as am I.
Love it.
I'm a Fleet Rewards member, which I get, you know, all these Fleet Rewards bucks back with all my purchases there of our deer corn, our pet food, and our bird seed, and our bubbler drinks. Well, Fleet Farm's Fleet Rewards members now will get 10% off every qualifying in-store and online purchase now through December 4th, which is Thursday. No rebates or hassles. You just save on your purchases right away. If you haven't become a member, I stand in line when I check out or when I get gas and they ask, are you a rewards member? And the people that are in front of me and they say no, I'm like, what are you doing? You're just passing up free money. You shop at Fleet Farm anyway. Are you crazy? Sign up, and you can sign up and become a member for free today at fleetfarm.com/rewards. We'll get further into Packers Lions, which Tausch just announced eerily is a NFC North championship game. Once again, dismissing out of hand the Minnesota Vikings. We will discuss his dismissal and why he continues to feel that way. And next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So the Gophers claimed or reclaimed or, I don't know, they got the axe now. So I understand you got a little of, you know, a little Minnesota whatever you got going on over there. But what is your deal?
With what?
With the Vikings. They're 10-2. This is not Detroit,
yeah,
man.
I respect that they've won games. They've won close games and they're winning. It's eerily similar.
Would you stop?
To what we saw a couple of years ago with Kirk Cousins.
This is not a superior shtick.
And they kept winning these close games, if you remember.
Right. It's true.
And they got throttled in the playoffs. And I just don't think that they're... I don't trust Sam Darnold. I really like their coach. They lost Darisaw. I know they went and picked up Robinson, and they got some weapons there. I don't trust them, and I don't believe that they're a team that's going to make a ton of noise. I think they're going to be a wild card team. I think Green Bay is going to go up there. Now, if Minnesota beats Green Bay, tip the cap. Kudos to you. I don't think this team is a serious playoff contender. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're going to get in, and they'll probably end up being that 5 or 6 seed, depending on how this game with Green Bay and Detroit goes, and then obviously that Minnesota game. Hey, just look at the trend lines. Jason, you're the one that said it. Arizona stinks. Remember they came in here and we smoked Arizona. Arizona had their blank beat yesterday, and then they gave it back to them.
Is that really, like, do we always do, are we always going to do this, though, the transitive property of, well, this they did this to this team.
No. Let me just make this crystal clear for you. I didn't believe in Minnesota preseason.
Okay.
I have given them their flowers. I think they've way overachieved. And their coach has been really good. They found ways to win. Aaron Jones, when he's been healthy and not fumbling, he's been good for them. Justin Jefferson
redeemed himself yesterday.
Brian Flores has figured out ways on defense to make some to have guys make plays, and they've been good enough to win games. I don't trust their team. I don't trust their quarterback, and I think when push comes to shove, when they play really good football teams, and we'll find out, they played Detroit once, they lost, they beat Green Bay. Green Bay is coming on. They are a train moving in the right direction. I think Minnesota is a train idling, and I think they're plotting. I don't think they're going to get to their destination. I think they're going to end up falling short, and if I am wrong, I will apologize to everyone up in Minnesota, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong.
Well,
they're going to end up with 12 wins, and they're going to end up, hovering in that 5-6 spot.
Right, and I still think the Lions are winning this division. Even if the Packers win at Detroit, It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to overtake the Lions then, right? They are banged up. They are getting some of their pieces back. It gives them a chance, no doubt about it. So, but this idea that I don't disagree with you. I don't view the Vikings as a Super Bowl team either. I also am I believe the Packers have a better chance of going to the Super Bowl than the Vikings? Yeah. I do believe that. But if it is, it's by a very slim margin. And I am certainly open to being told that I'm an idiot if the Packers go in there on December 29th and get beat by them. Mm-hmm. But this kind of, and it's not just you. It feels universal among Packers fans that the Vikings are frauds and they're just dismissive of them. And maybe they'll be proven right. Maybe the Packers go in there
and
kick the crap out of them like they did last year. But
I'm not saying frauds. I think they have a couple of really good wideouts and a quarterback that, again, I think has played within the system. I think O'Connell deserves a world of credit.
Mm-hmm.
But just get to be money time. And let's see. We haven't seen it, and nobody believes in Sam Darnold except for Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell. That's who believes in him. And until you prove it, I'm going to doubt. So we'll see. You might be right. I am not going to put any money on the Minnesota Vikings. I just don't think they – if you think that they're a better Super Bowl bet or prediction than the Green Bay Packers, right now to me, I made a mistake last week. Philadelphia is for real, okay?
Ooh.
They are for real.
Hello,
it is a three-horse race in the NFC. It is a three-horse race. And a lot of it's going to do – where you end up in the starting gate. You always want to be on an inside track. You want the shortest route. Doesn't mean you're not going to get cut off by some hard-charging three-horse, but that one seed and being on an inside track, if Green Bay's got to be all the way out to the outside and maneuver and find its way down to the rail, a lot of energy, a lot of emotional capability, and that is not easy to do.
That's a really good analogy.
That's where we're at. So right now, Detroit's on the inside rail, but Philly is nipping right at him. Green Bay can start sliding down that rail and all of a sudden get it interesting where it's you're jockeying and you're battling. And I think whoever gets in that 1-2 slot is going to be your winner of going to the Super Bowl. That's what I think.
Mm.
Minnesota, for all their – I think they are going to be right in the middle. And is it possible that they run a good, you know, get if it's a slower start, they can maybe trail? Yeah, maybe. But Minnesota's not going to be your representative for the Super Bowl in the NFC. They're just not. And if you think they are, more power to you. I will apologize on January 31st or whatever Monday NFC Championships weekend is, but it will be the greatest coaching job in the history of the NFL if this Vikings team goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're a Super Bowl team. I'm just saying that it feels like you've been more dismissive of them than a 10-2 team deserves to be dismissed, I guess is what I'm saying.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't think I think they have found ways, and that is an art. It is a talent to find ways to win close games. But
their two losses are to Detroit at home, 31-29, and to the Rams on the road. The Packers caught the Rams without Cooper Kupp, without Puka Nacua. That helped them, right?
For sure.
We can agree. They've played essentially the same schedule, except they got to play the two New York teams. But they've beat Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee, the Bears, Arizona, San Francisco, Houston. And, oh, by the way, they've also beaten the Packers. So their remaining five games, it's also worth noting if you think that they're not legit, they sure look to me like they've got a slightly easier schedule than the Packers or the Lions. Their final five games are Atlanta at home, the Bears at home, at Seattle, which the Packers have as well, home against the Packers, and then at Detroit, which that could be the NFC North championship game if they hold serve and the Packers can't catch up. So
I think Detroit is going to have to answer the bell. I think
a lot of
I'm
injuries.
Not going to give anything away. They are battered and tattered all over the place.
They are.
So
was your 2010
we'll
team.
Yeah, but this is a whole different animal. I mean, you're talking about probably the defensive player of the year gone early. And it's not just, oh, you're missing a guy here, you're missing. You're talking about decimating an entire front seven, Jason.
Yeah.
And Green Bay needs to figure out, Green Bay should wear on this team, pound them into submission. I thought they moved the ball all right last time they played Detroit. This time should be, it needs to look different.
All right.
That's
so
all I'm going to say.
I'm glad you said that.
Detroit is in a position where they are decimated.
I'm glad you said that. It needs to look different. I want to talk more about how different Jordan Love is today as compared to where he was the Thursday before they played a Sunday game against the Lions at home. Because if you recall, the previous week before they played the Lions was that Jacksonville game that he left with the groin injury. And talking with him yesterday, talking with some of his teammates, that, more than anything else, more than the Lions' injuries, more than how well the Packers' run defense has been playing, which, oh, by the way, will be tested in a huge way by Gibbs and Montgomery on Thursday. But talking with Josh Myers, talking with Bo Melton, talking with Malik Willis, they're all like, look, the dude wearing number 10 looks totally different than the last time we played these guys. We'll dive into that.
He's healthy.
Right, I understand. How does that change the dynamic? Just like, how does it change the dynamic when they've got potatoes for sale? Potatoes for sale at Quick Trip.
Well, there are potatoes for sale, and Neil, I showed you a bag of 5-pound russet potatoes that we grabbed, made chowder, made some mashed potatoes. We got them, and they're still on sale. I'm not sure how much longer they're on sale, but they are on sale, and it's 99 cents for a 5-pound bag of potatoes for all of your holiday meals, your recipes. And it's Monday. Quick Trip's chicken deals. Monday, roasted whole chickens, $5.99. 8-piece chicken tenders or bone-in chicken, $9.99 on Wednesdays. Grab a pack of those hand-breaded succulent jumbo tenders. But wait, there's more, because there's always more deals at Quick Trip. Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf. Tortilla shells, $1.99. So what you can do, get that whole roasted chicken. Have yourself a meal. Save the rest of that chicken. Throw it in those tortilla shells. Make yourself some enchiladas. What a deal. And you can also get Don's Pizzas, 4 for $10. And you get ice cream, $5.99 for a gallon of Nature's Touch. Earn the points. Order your favorites. Pizza, take-home meals, take care of the payment. Just stop by, pick it all up, or get it brought out to you curbside at Quick Trip.
Can we, two things. One, enchiladas. Second, can we agree that just like when you go to Quick Trip, could you end these reads so I know where they're ending with a, and we'll see you next time? Because that would help me. Because I feel like the end always comes at a surprise point, and that would let me know, hey, I'm done. We'll see you next time.
I think the big thing is you have to just check my crescendo of my voice. That typically
you don't always crescendo. It's almost like you're surprised that you got to the end of the piece of paper.
For just $2.99.
That's exactly what he does.
No, I just said at Quick Trip. Like, I don't know what else you
can
order at curbside.
That was better.
He said,
or we'll bring it out to you curbside.
Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
Very clear. Could see it's over. We know it's over. We'll see what
he won't do. How you
critique. Oh no, constructive criticism. I love to be coached. I'm a former NFL player, but now that we're bringing this up, now we're being
this media. Isn't constructive.
It's very constructive.
Okay.
It's like the definition
of constructive.
Well, Jason,
thank you for helping me, and I will try and be better with my Quick Trip live reads. Okay?
We're going to discuss Jordan Love being healthier. coming up next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall.
So I talked to a few people around the locker room yesterday, plus obviously Jordan Love, because yesterday was Wednesday in the Packers world. And I asked, Jordan mentioned that he had watched the film of the first Lions-Packers game.
Sure.
And so I said, well, so what are you looking at? I was kind of setting him up, right? Because I know what you're looking for there.
Yeah, so you said, a little jab, jab, and then you come with the uppercut.
Yeah, not really. Well, I mean, it wasn't. By the way, the horse racing analogy, I don't like horse racing personally, but that.
Because you don't like the horses.
I like the horses. I don't like the fact that if they trip and fall and break their leg, that they end up being euthanized. That's what I don't like about horse racing. It's like that old Seinfeld bit.
But if you win championships, you get to stud. There's
true.
A give and a take, right? You talk about a high-pressure situation.
So
you
either
go from
are
being
dead.
A great champion to having living life on the, you know, high on the hog, and if you stink, you get euthanized. Yeah, I mean, you talk about pressure. Horse racing might be the highest pressure point we have. Olympic gymnasts, Olympians, and then probably horses. Probably in the same boat.
Again, Olympic gymnasts are not euthanized if they fall and break their ankle. Anyway, I don't want to get bogged down in my dislike of horse racing. I want to get to this instead. But I did have a reason for asking him what he's watching, and he talked about how he looked at the plays the Packers ran in that game, the coverages that the Lions ran, the pressures they bring, etc. And then I said to him, well, I'm curious, okay, you watched all that. Did you watch the guy wearing number 10 when you watched that film? And how different does he look from the guy who's wearing it now? And that was obviously him. He wears number 10,
sure.
Just FYI.
Sure.
And,
was there
and
a 10 for the Lions that he could have maybe misconstrued?
No, that's a good question. I have not checked the roster. I'll have to double-check on that.
That would have been really fun if he said, oh, well, Lenny Watkins over there, pretty good player.
Lenny Watkins, not to be confused with Lanny Watkins, the former golfer. He said he's healthier, obviously, and whatever else. But, look, the dude is playing at the level that he played at down the stretch last year. You talk about another eerie similarity. He has been superior at the quarterback position. His passer rating in the last three games, 5 tutters, 1 interception, completing 65% of his passes. His passer rating is 120.8 over these three wins, which is actually higher than it was during his stretch of 18 touchdowns, 1 interception in the final 8 games of the regular season last year. Okay? So he's playing really well. But the healthy part of this, to me, is it's just a game changer for him. And I asked Malik Willis, because you know I love a good backup quarterback. Whether you're Doug Peterson, Matt Flynn, usually those guys are kind of the sneaky, insightful guys on the team, right? Matt Hasselbeck in his youth, etc. And the line that Malik Willis said was, it's hard to play hurt or hurting, but he's back to normal now. You love to see it. He's feeling way better than he was then. You can see it. He wasn't feeling great. He was bouncing back from the injuries, and now he's back to being himself. If you are looking at this matchup and trying to figure out in this de facto NFC North championship game in Tausch's mind, is that beyond them stopping the run better the last two games, beyond maybe their defensive linemen getting better at getting after the quarterback, because you always talk about got to get Jared Goff off the spot, and if you do that, you got a better chance to win. Better than the fact that the Lions are all banged up, is Jordan Love being Jordan Love again the number one reason why they can go into Detroit and win on Thursday?
No. but it's close. Number one reason you can go up to Detroit and win is because they're completely tattered on the defensive side of the ball, and Josh Jacobs is your hammer, and you can run the football and be super effective that way. Jordan Love, obviously, is a key component to anything we do offensively. And the fact that he's healthy and can extend plays and, you know, do the things that we expect him to do helps. But I think that would be secondary to me than where Detroit's at and how depleted they are up front. And with what Josh Jacobs can do, that to me is what is going to be the key thing. And Jordan being healthy and being fully functional and not playing on a leg and a half, maybe he doesn't make that mistake at the end of the half. Maybe he is able to be more accurate with the football and complete some critical third downs in that first game. I think we're going to see something similar. I'm not going to go eerily to what we saw in Detroit last year. I think this is going to be game Matt LaFleur is going to empty the arsenal and put everything out there to try and throttle offensively, whatever that's going to look like. And I hope that he understands and looks at this and doesn't get pass happy, because the only part of their team that's healthy are their two safeties. I don't even know if their corner is going to be back. The guy they got from Tampa, I don't know if he's back. He missed last week. So unlike when you watched Ohio State and Michigan, and for whatever reason Ohio State decided to try and pound the football at Michigan's only healthy studs, do the opposite. Look at what they got. They're talking about putting Jamal Adams, who's a safety that hadn't been able to be a safety for 2 years, talking about bringing him and having to play linebacker.
Yeah.
For a team like that. So this needs to be a Josh Jacobs game sprinkled with some Jordan Love. And if that's the case, I think you're going to have a very nice day up at Ford Field.
I am curious, too, though. Josh Jacobs, obviously with the amount of carries he had, I think this is one of the reasons why Matt LaFleur was a little snippy yesterday, because I think he really would have liked the longer layoff between a Thanksgiving game and the next game, and instead it's Thursday to Thursday, which, while it is a full week, like you would go Sunday to Sunday, it still is not recovery that he's looking for. Do you have any concerns? Are we being a little bit too Superman-ish when we look at Josh Jacobs? Do we have any concern that maybe he needs to, you know, take a beat, have a meal with Lois? Or do you just see him being able to handle 25 carries against this tattered defense without any problem with all the work he's done in the last 7 days?
Yeah, he needs to be ready to work. This is the time of the year, and I know this is going to be an indoor game, but this is your time, baby. This is what Josh Jacobs has been praying to be in a position like this, or where he's come from. I think he made one playoff game in his tenure out there. This is what you're here for. So I think he's excited. And yes, it would be ideal. Get that break. Take that beat. You get it. Empty your bucket for this game, and you are in such a better position than the opponent, who's also beat up, who's also tired, but they are decimated. And for everybody that says, oh, next man up, Dan Campbell, oh, next man up, okay. And next man up is a guy that hadn't been playing, who is a safety that nobody wanted, and you're going to plug him in potentially and say, hey, tell Anzalone and some of these other guys, yep, go ahead and do it. Yeah, pour me in, coach, if I'm Josh Jacobs. I want all that smoke. Bring it. Because this should be a day for old JJ.
You can take that to the bank, which we'll talk about in a second. All right, we need to play trivia. Are you referring to Carlton Davis, by the way? Is that the corner that you were referring to? Yeah,
sounds
I think
right.
He left the game a week ago Sunday, then didn't play on Thanksgiving.
He did
I don't
not
know.
Play Thursday.
Right.
I don't know
what the update
available,
is.
But
I'll check what Dan Campbell had to say and get back to you on that. But we need to play trivia next. Jesse, I don't know, the last time we actually played trivia on a Monday, and B, who would have done this week's trivia, because Lord knows you've been farming it out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that you know in the Wildy and Tausch universe. So Is it the Sports Weekend Recap, and did you write it?
It's been about 3 weeks.
That's amazing.
But yes, I did write the questions today. For the Sports Weekend Recap for today's Wilde and Tausch Trivia.
Well, in honor of it having been 3 weeks since Jesse did the trivia questions, that would be a 21 days. Caller 21. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 21 to play trivia with Jesse's Sports Weekend Recap questions all set for you, and caller 21, 844-770-3776, and I want to remind you about Associated Bank. You can take it to the bank that these questions were actually written by Jesse. You can't take it to the bank that they're good questions. We'll find out together coming up next. But you do know that the customer service isn't just good at Associated Bank. It's great. They've got the awards to prove it. And if you're a Packers fan, there is no better place to go than Associated Bank. Packers checks, Packers debit MasterCard, Packers Pro Shop discount, everything you need as a Packers fan. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Associated Bank. You've got this. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to
Let's play some trivia, shall we? Let's play with a first-time contestant, shall we? And let's play with Tyler in Milwaukee. Tyler, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Long-time listener, first-time trivia contestant, or short-time listener, got lucky on the first time you called to play trivia?
No. I enjoy your show. First time ever playing trivia.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll enjoy trivia as much as Tausch will, because he's going to play with you, even though it's not Wednesday. So,
I'm down.
All right. Excellent. I don't know how helpful he is. That's kind of a mixed bag. Here we go. Question number one. The Packers and Lions are two of the three NFL teams to win on Thanksgiving Day. Who was the third? Was it the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, or turkeys continuing to live their lives to the fullest for at least another year?
Oh, that would have to be the Dallas Cowboys.
I feel like we could have accepted C as well, though.
Well, not an NFL team.
I had two turkeys.
Wait, you have turkeys?
No, I made two turkeys.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if you had them as pets. I got you. So they lost for sure, but they were delicious. Question two.
They were good.
Tyler, is this. Which NFL... Oh, I hate it when you do this.
It's back.
You are not allowed to call Tausch lazy ever with this question.
For the record, I got rid of this question, and Eric in Green Bay brought it back when he wrote the questions last week. So now
didn't mean you had to bring it back.
That makes it a fan favorite by popular demand.
Okay. All right, here you go, Tyler. Which NFL team scored the most points this weekend? Was it the Indianapolis Colts, the Washington Commanders, or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh is right.
I'm going to say it was the Commanders.
The Commanders scored 42 points. And they went over the Titans.
Almost every week it's been them this year. It's been a lot of offense.
Yeah, almost. The Indianapolis Colts scored 25 points in their win over the Patriots. But the Pittsburgh Steelers scored 44 points in their win over the Bengals. I got to be honest. I was hoping you wouldn't get that wrong, because now Jesse's going to be emboldened to think, see, it caught somebody. It's a good question. All right, question three. Let's bounce back.
Yeah.
Following results of games this weekend, which of these college football teams is playing in its conference championship game with a chance to reach the college football playoff? So only one of these three teams apparently is playing in its conference championship game with a chance to reach the college football playoff. Is that team the Miami Hurricanes, the Iowa State Cyclones, or the BYU Cougars?
It's the Iowa State Cyclones.
Indeed it is. Jesse, who are they playing?
Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game.
It's such a weird deal right there, Arizona State. All right, Tyler, your debut on trivia, 2 out of 3, which ain't bad. Yeah, that means you've got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. We wish you luck, and we thank you for playing and for your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Tausch, what did you think of those questions?
They're all right. It ain't great. I thought, kind of going back to that well, which...
It's a big well guy.
You know what? That's fair critique today. And I receive your constructive feedback, and I'll incorporate that into my philosophy for trivia tomorrow and for moving forward.
Perfect.
All right. Want to remind you that the Wildy and Tausch jingle for your Kringle contest is back for another year. And I have not heard from Josh in Heartland. I don't know if he's boycotting it after what he felt like was an unfair defeat last year, or if he's going to have the nut whack and be a champion once again. But the bottom line is, it is open for your entries right now. And here's how you can enter the ESPN Wisconsin Racine Danish Kringles jingle for your Kringle contest. All you have to do is submit your own original jingle to celebrate the holidays and Racine Danish Kringle to ESPNWisconsinContest.com. Then we will pick the most creative songs, and our grand prize winner will get Kringle for a year from Racine Danish Kringle. Now, there's only one requirement. You have to include the line, Racine Danish Kringle. It's not just a treat. It's a tradition in the jingle. And if you don't want to sing, but you still want to celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle, you can call 800-4-DANISH or visit Kringle.com and order their all-new eggnog holiday Kringle. That is Racine Danish Kringles, the jingle for your Kringle contest. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with, did Tausch ever take a picture of the whiteboard with all the information that the Packers had planned for the week and then disseminate it? I don't know how you would have disseminated it back in like 2005, but Jahmyr Gibbs is. We'll talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.